Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, almost everything I'm a do like the American Mamma Mia, except in a business. Everywhere things are good, people are buying bonds, everybody's working, the business is better than ever, is a prosperity all over. Then you look into my cash register and you see big depression. Yeah, Mamma Mia, with everybody, business is a turnover. With me, it's a lay down like a rock. But worst of all, Mamma Mia, I'm owed plenty rent to my landlord, Pasquale. And now he's making fun of me. He's sending me bills in little poems. This morning, he's sending me one as a read. Dear Luigi, your rent is due, you ain't got it till 1952. And then this afternoon is to send another one. If you don't pay your rent, and I'm not gonna buy wine, I'm gonna send you back on a slow boat to China. I remember before he used to say to me, it's all right, Luigi, take your time. And I'm took, but now I'm getting afraid. I think I better go in his store and have a little talk with him.
Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa, did Luigi? Oh, put down that ice cream cone. You always want to weigh 250 pounds.
Oh, Papa, I don't weigh 250 pounds anymore.
You don't? That's wonderful. How much you weigh now?
256.
The one, always with that ice cream and the hot weather.
Oh, don't worry, Papa. It don't show on me.
Nothing will show on you except maybe another head. I said put down that ice cream.
But, Papa, it ain't fattening.
It ain't the skinnying either. Look, did Luigi come in the store today to ask about his rent?
No.
Thought by this time he'd be busted in here with that little pop squeaker voice hollering, Pasquale, give me one more chance.
Hey, Pasquale, give me one more chance, sir. Huh? Hey, what's the matter? Why are you looking at me like this?
You keep quiet. Well, what's on your mind, little banana nose?
Well, Pasquale, these letters, these poems that you sent to me.
Oh, you mean about the rent for May.
Uh-huh.
And before that, April, and don't forget March.
And a February and a January.
There's the one thing about you, Luigi, you're very prompt. It comes the first of every month, you don't pay on the time.
Yeah, but Pasquale, you forget I paid you last December.
Yeah, I remember. I was a fine Christmas present, a 1 month's rent. Luigi, let's face it. Are you no businessman? I'm never going to get my rent, and I got to do something to drastic.
Well, don't do that, Pasquale, please. Have a little patience. I'm going to pay you.
With the what? The Marshall Plan helps out of countries and not cabbage pussies. Rosa, go in the kitchen.
All right, Papa.
I thought I told you to get rid of that ice cream cone.
I am, Papa. I'm finishing it as fast as I can.
Oh. Well, Luigi, now that we're alone.
Yeah, but Pasquale, please, if you got any ideas, I'm going to promise you I'm going to do everything I can to sell him more antiques.
Oh, stop with that talk. What are you going to do, call up Paul Revere, ask him if he wants to buy back his horse? I've been thinking, Luigi, this ain't in the neighborhood for antiques. Lots of people are past that store every day, see? So I've got a way for you to pay off your rent and still keep you next door in case you ever change your mind about Rosa.
Well, Pasquale, what's your idea?
I'm going to rent out the front half of your antique shop.
You're going to rent out the front half of the antique shop?
Yes, just for the summer.
Yeah, but what are they going to sell there?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs? Oh, no, Pasquale, you're joking.
Yeah, then why ain't you laughing? I'm just going to knock out the front half and set up an open counter for the pass of the trade.
Mamma mia.
What are you so afraid of? It's a good thing I'm doing this.
A good thing?
Sure. Thomas Jefferson and the others, they dying to get in the back of the store and getting too much of a sunburn in your window. And believe me, when Washington and the other fellas in the boat get a smell of them hot dogs, they're going to knock off a road and go to lunch.
No, Pasquale, you can't talk like this. You can't do this to me.
Oh, no? Hey, Jerry, will you stop your dinner a minute to come over here?
Hot dogs in an antique shop.
You call me Pasquale?
Yeah, Jerry. I meet the Luigi, a fellow who's going to be selling antiques in back of your hot dog store this summer.
Oh, hi, Luigi. Hey, we're going to make a great combination, kid. You with the antiques and me with a 20-year-old mustard. Eat it and beat it.
Eat it and beat it up. No, Pasquale. Nobody's going to buy my antiques from a hot dog store.
Oh, now don't say that, Luigi. Maybe we can work together, partner. With every hot dog, we give away free one spinning wheel. There you are. Get your red hot dogs. Nice hot dogs, just like Betsy Ross used to make.
No. I'm not the partner and you crazy.
Hey, what's eating you?
You hot the dogs. That's what kind of goodbye.
I guess we'll make mockable.
Quiet, please. Settle down, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Columbus, 1492. The Pilgrim, 1620. Revolutionary War, 1789.
Mr. Schultz.
Now, don't shock me, Mr. Spaulding. I want to give you all the right answers before I forget them. Smile, everybody.
Mr. Schultz, I don't know why you quoted those dates. Today's lesson was in English, not in history.
But today I got smart for nothing.
Well, let's get on. I assigned you the lesson on punctuation marks. Yes, Mr. Basco? Is your hand raised?
Yes, Miss Spaulding. Miss Spaulding, you think it's right to sell hot dogs in antique shops?
Well, Mr. Basco, whatever it is, please save your personal problems till after class. Okay. Now, gentlemen, getting back to our English lesson, who can tell us the difference between a comma and a semicolon? Mr. Horowitz?
Well, a comma is like a little fish hook, and a semicolon is like a little fish hook with a worm on top.
Well, I'll accept that.
Good. Olsen brings a tackle and we'll all go fishing.
Oh, please. Now, tell us about the uses of the comma and semicolon. Suppose you give us an example to illustrate.
With pleasure. John, Henry, Jack, and Joe went to the movies.
And where are the commas?
Between John and Henry and Jack, and Jack and Joe.
Ooh, is he splitting up that family?
No, not quite, Mr. Horowitz. Mr. Schultz, what would you put between Jack and Joe?
In the movies? Two pretty girls.
No.
Bag of popcorn?
No. Mr. Basco, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking the movies would be all right to hot dogs, but they're never in an antique shop.
Heavens, Mr. Basco, can't you get your mind on your work?
No, Miss Spaulding, it's impossible to get my mind on the work because I'm starting to think of what Pasquale wants to do. That's the worst thing can happen to me.
Well, Luigi, why do you stand for it?
Because, Horowitz, I don't know what to do.
Well, now, sometimes a misfortune can be a blessing in disguise. Now, if Pasquale goes through with this plan, it just might help your future.
like you, but... How is it going to help in my future, Hudson?
Well, Luigi, you might be fortunate and find a more suitable store.
You know there's something to that, Mr. Basco.
Yeah, but I'm even a kind of pedant for this one.
Aha! You just hit the nail on the head. You think Pasquale would ever stand on someone else, but he stands on you?
That's right. He'll always keep you around so long as there's a chance you'll marry his daughter. He's just putting the squeeze on you again with Rosa.
Yeah, and that's some squeeze. Luigi, don't worry. Just go back and tell him. Pasquale, pick between me and the hot dogs. But first, you baby, you better fatten up a little. He'll pick and you'll still look like a hot dog. Smile.
You really have nothing to lose, Luigi.
Positive, he'll have to back down.
I would think so, Mr. Basco. Just be firm.
All right, just to be firm, huh? All right, I'm going to tell him. Hey, but friends, what if Pasquale says, you go, Luigi, and the hot dogs stay, then what?
Ach, that's impossible, Luigi. As long as Pasquale has got a fat daughter, and as long as you are single, not one hot dog is going to snuggle in a bun this summer.
Hey, Pasquale. Right now, Pasquale, quick. You got to choose between me and the hot dogs.
That's easy. I pick the hot dogs.
Well, I'm going to talk to you with it because... Huh? Pasquale, you said it, the hot dogs.
I didn't say ex Xavier Cugats.
Pasquale, you better listen to me because I'm not making no joke. If you want to sell the hot dogs in the antique shop, I'm packing up and a-living. I'm a-living to you and the rest.
Goodbye. Yes, a wonderful goodbye for me and a wonderful Rosa. Now goodbye. I said it for both of us together. Goodbye.
Pasquale, I'm not going to say goodbye to you.
Too bad.
I'm not even going to say good.
I don't care if you don't even say good.
I know you've done a minute, so I'm going to give you another chance.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
All right. One more chance.
Oh, stop standing there begging like a slot machine. Goodbye, good riddance, and don't ever bother me again.
I'm a wonder if he means it.
Before we return to life with Luigi, I'd like to mention the extra enjoyment Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum can give you now that the weather is getting warmer. When you're active out in the sun or working hard indoors, there are times when your mouth and throat get dry. Well, just slip a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth, start in chewing, and see what a difference it makes. That lively, full-bodied spearmint flavor cools your mouth right away. And the pleasant chewing helps keep your throat moist and refreshed. Yes, chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum really gives you a little lift and helps you keep going at your best. It sweetens your breath, too. So keep a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. It's a refreshing treat that's easy to carry with you and enjoy at any time. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'm going to find out soon enough that Pasquale is really meaning. He wants I'm sure to get out, so he's going to open up a hot dog place here. He's put a note under my door this morning, and there was another Pasquale form, and he's read, if you ain't out by 3:30, I'm going to spray the place with a DDT. So, Mama May, is there nothing left for me to do? So I'm going to pack up all of my clothes. I'm going to take everything from all the shelves. I'm going to put everything out of all of the places I'm going to get. I'll put everything else I'm on in the world. And this is taking me 5 minutes. But what am I going to do? I'm going to know. Oh, wait, the Mamma Mia, is there somebody coming in?
Luigi, my fellow boobler. Tell me, what happened? Your face looks so white. What did you get, a moon burn?
No, no, sure, sir. As well as they pick the hot dogs, and I'm going to go.
Ach, well, smile, Luigi. Like we say in the delicatessen business, every knock is a verse.
Yeah, but for me, it's too bad, sure, because when I'm going to walk out of the store, what am I going to do? How am I going to make my living?
Well, it is tough with you, Luigi. You are too old for the army and you're too young for social security. Listen, Luigi, it's partly my fault what has happened. So I gave you the wrong advice. I'm going to help you get a job.
A job? No. I'm going to remember what's happening when I'm going to took that job in a factory.
Yeah. The 12 o'clock whistle blew and you yelled out, everybody should hide, it's an air raid.
And then the time I'm working a gas station and somebody's asking for ethyl, and I'm saying that she's a no worker here. That's no good neither, because, Schultz, I'm only good for antique shop. For anything else, I'm got a two left hand.
Two left hands? Huh? Himmel, you'd make a wonderful first baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Ah, smile, Luigi, don't give up. We're going to look in the newspapers and find them.
All right, sure, sir. I'm a hope, sir.
Here's something right here. Oh. Wanted. $75 to start. Oh. Pleasant working conditions of this big executive in his work.
That's a good issue, sir.
Yeah, sure. Oh, no, wait. Here's a catch. Oh. You've got to be a young, attractive girl. I'd better look under the mail section.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call off some jobs, Luigi, and you stop me when it sounds interesting. All right. Yeah, well. Mill machines, a drill press operator, tool grinder, a hydraulic installer, jig and fixture builder, a metal fitter, punch press operator. Ach, Luigi, why couldn't you be a young, attractive girl?
I don't know, but...
No, wait. Here are something. Soda jerk, wonderful ice cream parlor. No experience necessary. That's it, Luigi. You're a soda jerk.
Yeah, but it's just I never soldered a jerkin in my life.
Luigi, jerking sodas, that's only the beginning. With your business sense, I see great things for you.
But the water shirt.
Well, you know how drugstores took in soda fountains.
Yeah.
After you own your own soda fountain, you can take in a line of toothbrushes, and then you'll have a drugstore.
Yeah, but toothbrush in a But I'm sure you think it could happen.
Why not, Luigi? Toothbrushes and ice cream. You'll make a fortune. Kimber, how wonderful. People will brush their teeth with ammoniated pistachio. You're going to be so rich. You're going to spend your winters in a fine hotel in Las Vegas. And your summers in that same hotel. Huh? Your springs in that same hotel.
And then what should someone ever going to travel
to? Oh, sure, you're going to travel. You're going to be so rich you can take that hotel along with you.
Oh.
Just smile, Luigi. Sure, everything is going to turn out fine.
Oh, Schultze. Schultze, thank you. You know, this is so wonderful to be like you, Schultze. You always are happy.
Well, that's my motto, Luigi. Yeah, I'd walk a mile for a smile. Now, you go get this ice cream shop and... Luigi, remember, be like me, huh?
Like
always
you.
Happy, always laughing. You! My rheumatism is killing me.
Hey, mister.
Oh, yes, Sonny. You want a nice ice cream cone, maybe, huh?
Give me a chocolate sundae.
All right, you come back in 5 days. Today's only Tuesday.
I want a chocolate sundae. Today, not Sunday.
Please, little boy. You're mixing me all up, please.
What's the trouble, Basco?
Well, boss, you see, he's only a little boy, and he don't understand a good English yet.
I want a chocolate sundae with chocolate syrup.
Oh, right, kid. One black bottom.
One a what? A black bottom?
Sure. That's a chocolate sundae.
Mamma mia, it's a one dictionary. I'm a forgot to buy a soda dictionary.
Don't worry, Basco. You'll catch on fast.
Just call those orders into Charlie nice and loud. Here's some of the lingo.
Lingo? What's that to mean?
Now, look. If somebody orders a soda, you say fizz water.
Well, what's the matter with a soda? Somebody's got a something against that, the word?
No. Just how we say it. If somebody wants an ice cream cone with two scoops, that's a double-decker black stick. Artificial flavoring, bug juice, root beer's called 55. Chocolate ice cream's chalk, vanilla's van, four scoops ice cream's four in a bowl. Any questions?
Well, yeah, about a two dozen. Mamma mia, English languages will go crazy when you put in some ice cream. All right, yes, sir, coming up, sir.
Basco, keep it up, you're doing fine.
Thinking nothing of it, bud. Now, you, what are you going to have?
How's about a chocolate soda,
please? Oh, sure. One bag of juice of brown up in a sec.
Luigi, how are you doing?
And the beer, monsieur.
And the beer. What are you, a soda jerk or a radar special?
No, sure, you got to get the hep. That's the lingo.
A glass of milk, please.
What did that mean?
Glass of milk.
All right, sir. Wheeze of the cow. Smaller glass of bud?
No, large.
Rich of that the cow.
Himmel, such talk. Even I'm verschimmelt. Well, tell me, Luigi, I gave Pasquale the address of this place. Was he down here yet?
No, Schultz, I'm expecting him, but he's not coming.
Hey, look, here he comes now.
Oh, yeah.
Now put it on a big act. Act very independent.
Independent, all right.
Pardon me, it's very hot outside. I'm liking some refreshment.
Oh, of course, yes, sir.
Come closer, my boy. You look like somebody I know. Pumpkin seed eyes, if they remind me of somebody, but the melon head is a little different.
Well, all right, Jack, I'm busy. What is it?
Look who's getting up with the pup today. All right, give me a chocolate and malted milk.
Okay. One the black and a white.
And put some eggs in.
Break it and shake it.
Wait a minute. What's this to break? Come on, Luigi. I know you. What's this to double it off?
Well, you thought I wouldn't be good for nothing else, so you threw me out. Well, you're all wrong. I'm going to wait on a single customer first, buddy. Wait. Yes, sir? Is there something for you and you got it?
I'll have a banana split.
Want a house about that? And are you pleasing?
Oh, I'll have three flavors of ice cream with nuts, crushed fruit, whipped cream, and plenty of nice red cherries.
Had a call. Well, Pasquale, how you like it the way I'm working out of here, huh?
So you think you're rubbing it in me, huh? Well, Luigi, just a few information. I had the contractor make up a plan to restart the build next week.
What do you... Are you going to throw it everything?
That's right. It's a free country. I'm not going to stop you from taking this job. But it's also a free country, and I'm going to change the antique shop to a hot dog stand. Goodbye. Here's the money. You can eat in my malt and milk. I hope you eat so many you get a fat in a bus.
I heard everything, Luigi. Oh, how you got that spaghetti salesman mad.
But, so what's the use? He's never going to let me back in now.
Ach, no, what? You got it a good job. Ach, you little Wiener Schnitzel, your heart ain't really... ain't really with the bug juice and the houseboats. Huh?
No, sure.
Well, all right, Luigi. I got one more idea in my head. Pasquale gave it to me when he said you should eat till you bust.
You mean you want I should bust?
No, but I know a certain other party who will. And Luigi, smile. I guarantee you're going to get back your antique shop or my name ain't Shea. I mean Schultz. Ah, you got me talking like a jerk now.
I'll have a glass of Mission Orange.
I like it. Yes, you said. Where's the Capistrano?
Hello, Mr. Double the Talk.
Oh, Pasquale, you're back again. That's the third time this week. You want to kick me out? Why you keep coming back?
Luigi, for myself, I'm happy to get rid of you, and I got the contract to start this afternoon.
Contract? What? This afternoon?
Excuse me. Pasco, make up another 3 houseboats for that party in the booth back there. Hmm?
Okay, Buster. Not a 3 banana split.
Now, you see, Luigi, with a Rose, it's a different. She don't stay around the store anymore. She goes away for long afternoons. And with all the worrying, she's already gained the 10 pounds in 1 week.
Oh, that's just so bad.
Basco, that party said as soon as you're through with the 3 houseboats, get some morons for lights ready.
Mamma mia, how that the party can eat?
Luigi, what kind of a customer you got here? Every time I come in, they eat like a pair of horses. Who can afford so much?
Yeah, but that's their privilege, Pasquale. At a customer, did you say morons is a light?
That's right. The first is the milkshake.
Rosa. I see you that's eating like a pen of pigs.
That's right, Papa. You know how I love ice cream.
So, you gain the weight not from sadness, but from soda. So where you get all the money to buy?
Luigi promised he's going to pay for all the ice cream I can eat.
No, Luigi, if she keeps this up, she's going to weigh 400 pounds or so. She's going to bust.
Well, so what? For her, is it going to be happy explosion? Come on, Rosa. Here's your 3 milkshakes. This is a free country. Nobody can stop you.
Oh, goody.
Luigi, listen. Stop that. I'd do anything. I'd take you back, but stop that.
Oh, no, Pasquale. I'm making a good money here.
Luigi, money ain't everything.
Well, if money ain't everything, are you throwing me out there? And why are you throwing me out and put it in a hot dog stand?
Oh, don't listen to me. I'm a big liar.
Well, then, Pasquale, you forget the hot dog stand and take me back in?
Anything, Luigi. Please come back.
Well, I don't. All right, Pasquale.
Welcome home, my son.
Is it good to come home, Papa?
Hey, how about a chocolate mall of milk with an egg?
All right, chocolate malted with egg. Chocolate malted milk with 1 egg.
What?
You heard me, boss. A chocolate malted milk with 1 egg. I'm tired of you double the talk, and I'm quitting. Goodbye. Well, mamma mia, I'm back in my antique shop. And is there going to be no hot dogs sold here this summer? And everybody's a happy. Especially Rosa. 10 pounds are happier. Well, Mamma Mia, I'm learning the whole Latin at ice cream parlor. Whole different language is called the lingo. And when I'm going to come back to Pasquale's story, he's wanted to learn it too. So he's said to me.
Hey, Luigi, if you was still working there, that order for chocolate malted milk with an egg to come in, how would you say it?
Chocolate and malted milk with 1 egg?
Uh-huh.
Well, Pasquale, is it like this? 1 of milk, a twist of chocolate, and a mecca of cackle. So good night, Mamma Mia. Sleep for good. You know I'm always thinking of you. Your loving son, Luigi Bass, the little Emma.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum is good to enjoy whether you're indoors or out, working, playing, or just relaxing. The refreshing flavor of Wrigley Spearmint cools your mouth and sweetens your breath. Besides, the chewing action helps cleanse your teeth and helps keep them looking bright and attractive. So for a daily treat that's good for you and gives you flavor enjoyment plus chewing enjoyment, get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. It costs so little, you can enjoy it often every day. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermott. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Balding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Oates. Music is directed by Lud Gluck. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.